Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle with me, your host, Joshua Smith. Hope everyone is having an awesome Monday. It's Monday. Shit. I don't even know. Look, I am getting back to doing more shows now. You guys noticed I'm actually doing one on a Monday. I'm going to probably have one on Thursday or Friday this week. So we're doing more shows again. I'm very excited about it. But as you guys know, I have four shifts at my job and only four guys that cover those shifts. And one of those guys got fired. So I'm back to working like back-to-back 12s for a while, just briefly. And I'm on day six of a nine-day stretch. So I'm extremely exhausted, kind of out of my mind and probably hallucinating a little bit. It feels really hot here and all that good stuff. So if I really boomer some shit tonight, please bear with me. We got a great show for you guys, though. I promise you, it's been a while, so I'm excited. Guys, let's start off with some sponsors. Of course, we have my good friend and partner, Top Lobster, the most amazing dude you know, the hand of God. I am not wearing a Top Lobster shirt tonight for reasons unknown, but I do have this great Top Lobster Break the Cycle pillow that you see next to me on my couch every night that you can get by going to toplobster.com and using BTC at checkout for a 10% discount. Or guys, you could join my Patreon or my Subscribestar or become a member of the YouTube channel under all of my videos by hitting the join link. We're getting into an awesome Discord server. And when Top Lobster gets completely settled in and has new gear to put out, you will get that up to 2 weeks before it goes to the general public at like a 30% discount. So really awesome stuff. Good perks if you become a member of the channel. And now that I'm doing shows again, there's going to be a lot of extra content again and all that great stuff. So do it. Seriously, help me out, because you guys know I'm running a vice chair campaign right now, so every dollar counts right now. So I'm going to drive my family 25 hours from Iowa to Reno for the national convention. So take pity on me. Give me some money. And of course, executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at, much cheaper and much more efficiently. Seriously, they're amazing. Go check them out. What's up, guys? There's so many good people in the chat tonight. I'm so excited, man. Almighty Beach is around. Shannon Lee, Top Lobster in the chat. Derek Rethman, what's up, man? David's in there. Drew Hancock coming to hang out. I love you guys, man. Good to see you. Guys, we've got a great show for you tonight. It's been a long time since I've had the homie on the show, and I was starting to really miss him. We tried to do it a couple times, but, you know, he's a father, I'm a father. Shit happens, and so we had to reschedule a few times. But he is my good friend, the hand of God, everybody's favorite shellfish, Mr. Top Lobster. Sir, how you doing tonight?
What's up? What's up, Josh? It's very nice to be back on here with you, and I hope we don't get in too much trouble. Actually, I wanted to address something that you just said. So in honor of me being back on your show, I was very excited, working very hard. I have created some new merch, and I just finalized it today. So I don't know if you could pull it up on Top Lobster. It's right on the top of the screen there. That's it's disobey your global tyrant. I have three versions of it. So it's like the one with Cuomo that you have. Or some people have the one with Newsom.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens if I try this here.
Here we go. Look at this. Josh is like, I might boomer this up.
Yeah,
like,
I probably will. Hold on. Let me. Okay. I might have just lost everybody. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
That's right. We got some dead air. This is fine.
Yeah. I'm going to see. I think I can do a window or a tab. Here we go. There we go. Now, anyway,
Oh, you got it? Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's super small, but which one is it? I don't. Oh, there we go. Look, you got Hillary, got Joe Biden up there.
Yeah.
I just got my COVID vaccine and all I got was AIDS and myocarditis, Top Lobster. Oh man, that's really good.
So those three, the three global ones, they're up there. They're brand new. And as always, for members of BTC, you can go there. You can get in the chat. You can get your special promo code 30% off of those for the next week. So go ahead and
join that Patreon thing and get some new Top Lobster gear, 30% discount. Truly, look, if you sign up at like the $10 rate or the $5 rate on Patreon or something like that, then you're actually saving money by buying Top Lobster gear. I mean, you can't afford to not do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. What are you guys doing?
Yeah,
and also you'll be funding. You'll be funding the the caucus that is against Nick Starwalk, or whatever you want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude.
Just fund Joshua. Give this guy your money. he's tired.
Can you imagine the faces when I win vice chair in May? Can you imagine how amazingly beautiful Nick Starwalk's going to look for the first time in his entire pathetic life?
Why are they even going? I don't understand.
I still don't understand.
I guarantee you.
1 year ago, he bought his tickets to go to this thing thinking he was going to get sad as a delegate, and then he can't get sad as a delegate. I guarantee you that's
what
happened.
He can't even get treasure. It's so sad.
It is sad, dude. Absolutely. Man, so why don't you fill us in? What have you been doing, man? I know you finally got out of commie New York and took your ass off down to the Redneck Riviera to hang out with Tho Bishop. But how are things going, man?
Actually, I'm flying back to New York tomorrow. So.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, but I am a full-time Florida resident. I have to go to New York to, like, give in my final resignation to my job and tie up some loose ends. But I'm here. I'm at my house. We're in the countryside. We're hanging out. I'm working on some chickens and maybe goats, but goats seem like a lot of work.
Yeah, goats. Well, dude, yeah. But goats keep your lawn short, man. You know what I mean? You don't got to go out there and hit the riding lawnmower.
They don't graze. They'll grab the shit. No, they kind of grab stuff from higher up. The cows are more grazing.
Well, you got to get a milk cow, bro. You got room.
Yeah, just I don't want to be tied to the land. So I'm like, I don't know. Chickens first, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, free eggs rule, dude, for sure. It's an important step into being self-sufficient, for sure.
Yeah, and shout out to this community, because I'm like, I just put on Twitter, I was like, yo, looking into chickens, and like 100 people, like, I got chickens, and they tell you everything about it. So,
oh yeah, dude, the libertarian community is fucking amazing, dude, because they're just like, you know, and even further, you get into the agorist community, and they're like, oh yeah, man, we actually barter with chickens. That's how we pay for things, you know what I mean? Because we can't have a real job where we have to pay taxes, so we have to, you know what I mean? We have to barter with chickens and trash and stuff, yeah. So that was a shot over the bow at the agorist. I do love the agorist, bro. I do. It's like the agorism is like my political North Star, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to love to be there.
I would never call myself an agorist, but when I walk outside my house now, I'm like, I'm kind of an agorist. Like, I'm trying to do everything I can.
Yeah, like I'm trying to do like less and less things that legitimize the state, for sure. You know what I mean? I'm trying to starve them as much as one man can, that has seven kids and taxes and shit to pay. It's not easy.
I mean, since there's no feds listening to this, my cousin came over the other day and I actually traded him a palm tree, like a baby palm tree, for a psychedelic mushroom. So that's agorism, right?
That is straight up.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. What are you going to do with the palm tree? What the fuck are you going to do? You're just going to plant it and watch it grow? And
I got 100 of them. I mean, what am I going to do with the psilocybin is the question.
True. Oh, you traded the mushrooms for... Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Yeah. See, right. I got the palm trees. He needed a palm tree. I got a bunch of those.
I see. I see. Almighty Beach, thanks for the $5 super chat, man. He says, shout out to community bartering. Yeah.
Community what?
Bartering.
Bartering. Barter system, you said, dude. Burning. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, listen, man, we're gonna be trading a Top Lobster shirt and chicken eggs soon. So keep an eye out for that.
Almighty Beach actually won the shirt, the part of the problem shirt. He's the one that won.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, and nice, so nice. I haven't shipped that yet. I was I've been trying to find like a really good frame to put it in, but man, like every frame I find is like almost as much as the he paid for the shirt. So I'm like, fuck, dude. Beach, tell me what you want me to do. If you want me to keep looking for a frame, or you want me to just ship the shirt and then find a frame later or whatever, just let me know, man. Yes, I know, Shannon Lee, you guys got palm trees in Florida. I know. I used to live in California. We got palm trees everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they grow everywhere.
They're different than the Florida palm trees, though.
Yeah. Well, how so? Do they have? I'm trying to get some coconut trees.
Yeah, coconut trees and shit. I don't know. They just look. They look more tropical in Florida than they do in California. In California, they look more like they belong on like an estate or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. It just looks different. The ones in Southern California look a lot like the Florida ones, but the Florida ones seem like they're, I don't know, they're more, they just look way more tropical than California ones, for sure. California ones look kind of dried out, like they haven't had enough water in their lifetime. You know what I mean?
Like the ladies there, like all the white women.
It's
just dried out.
It sucks, dude. It sucks. So what else have you been up to, man? You've been drawing? You're still working for Odyssey? You do any good things for them lately?
Yeah, I'm actually, so I'm working full time. That's why I'm like, I'm scared to say anything, because my boss is kind of in the chat now. up, Drew? I don't know.
Oh, fucking. You let a 17-year-old kid be your boss? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, dude. That's David. Is actually the 17-year-old.
Yeah, I saw David. He said that he's scared. He's scared about the draft. Like, yeah. Tell him you got flat feet, David. You'll be all right.
Yeah, bro. But, yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'm doing full-time stuff for Odyssey. So we're just doing like content creator, different things, whatever they need me to do. It's a blast, man. I'm loving it.
Nice, dude. Hell yeah. Man, so let's talk about Russia.
Oh, God. What do I know about Russia? Yeah, Russia.
I don't know, man. I'm heavily anti-war. You know that. I mean, it's like my number one philosophy point. It's my number one principle. It's my number one policy point. I want to run for U.S. Senate on a platform of I will put forth legislation every year to end all wars and shut down all foreign military bases. That's basically what I want to run for U.S. Senate as or Congress as. But you know, it's like, man, first of all, COVID's gone. It's over, right? Like nobody's even talking about it anymore. Like nobody,
dude,
I don't see blue checks talking about it. Nobody.
Let me tell you, you haven't been on Twitter. So I made a joke at, what's her name? Kathy Griffin. I called her Carrot Top. She said she got her fourth booster.
Oh, I saw that.
And it came with, did you see that?
Yeah.
It came with like 8 tests. So I said, why do you need the test for? And it kind of went like, I got like 400 likes on it or something like that. And that like right around 300 likes is when you get the crazies from outside of your circle.
Right.
And they're all in there. They're throwing vaccine statistics at me, telling me and I'm just kind of amazed. I'm like, you guys are still, the people are still doing this shit.
Did you guys?
It's just not a.
Did you not see what I posted to her? On that. Hold on, dude. Let me see if I can find it on Twitter. This is I reposted. I quote tweeted her. There. Let me see. I wonder if I can pull up my Twitter on here. I'm gonna boomer some shit again. Let's see what happens here. Breaks off edge here tab we go. Window.
So yeah, these people. Yeah.
How's it look? Can people see it? I don't think people can see it.
Let me see.
Here we go. I added it to stream. Oh, look at that. You can. That's pretty cool.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah. No, where'd it go? Let me see. I'm totally boomering, guys. Let's see. This is, I retweeted her. Oh, there's my G.I. Jane tweet too. Did you guys like that thing? That was a good one. We're going to troll it up on this one. Okay. So I reposted. Here's Kathy saying fourth booster fuckers. Oh, and CVS gave us 8 free COVID tests for getting boosted because, you know, what you need after getting a vaccine is 8 tests to know that you're sick with. So, I retweeted it with this. Anyway, that's my new favorite reaction to anything at all. It's amazing. This is cool. I figured out how to share my stream correctly now. I hope everybody's very happy about it.
Yeah, we're learning new things every day. But yes, it still does exist, and I look forward to going back to New York and seeing all the crazy still talking about it, because in Florida, like, we're so detached from it, it's like the last thing on my mind now. And it's so crazy how you can switch just like that. Like, you can take a 3-hour flight, land, and it does not exist here.
Yeah,
I mean, well, some people wear masks, but like maybe 1 out of every 100 people I see is wearing a mask.
Well, I thought it was crazy
because everyone else is.
I've flown to Florida. I've flown to Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm telling you, man, both of those flights there and both of those flights back to Iowa, I didn't see people on the airplane wearing their masks. People weren't wearing their masks in the terminals. No one gave a shit. It was over to these people, you know. And then I drove to Michigan for the Michigan State Convention 2 weeks ago or whatever, right? And as soon as we got into Illinois, like, and got around like the Peoria area and then closer to Chicago, and then we went into Indiana a little bit and up into Michigan, it was like everywhere we went, they're like, can you put your mask on? No, we don't have masks. We came from Iowa. We burned all our masks in a tragic fire accident. They're all gone.
it's so fucking bizarre. Like, I don't even think I have a mask anymore.
Yeah, we don't have masks. Well, you know, we fought, like, because the schools here, the schools that our adopted kids go to, they all of a sudden started requiring masks again several months ago, and they sent us an email, and I fought them, dude, fought them. And then I, every day, like, I'd send my kids to school without a mask, and then they'd give them a mask at school, and then they'd come home and we'd throw it away, and I'd send them back to school with no masks every day. Because I was like, well, we're not gonna supply masks. That's not gonna happen. We're not gonna buy them. We're not gonna make them wear them. And then finally, I got into it and I started talking to the school board here and the superintendent, and I was like, look, I'm gonna sue you guys. Like, first of all, the mask mandate has been made illegal in Iowa. And you guys are in direct violation. So I went and I cited all the legislation and everything. And so eventually it was just our two kids that didn't have to wear a mask at school anymore. They've ended it a while ago now. But schools were the only place that ever really even had it. Schools and hospitals here in Iowa. It was like the only place we were fighting back against. And then like federal buildings. But that's it, you know.
In New York, I went to BJ's not too long ago.
Brewpub.
And So I walk in and there's a cop there, and this fucking cop, like, I mean, cops are just the worst of the worst, but they had him with a box of masks and he's giving them to people who don't have a mask. So he gives it to me, like just puts his hand, you know, like, so like you're walking by and they like hand a flyer, and you ever see the meme where the guy just does the back, like he leans back and fucking walks under the fire. He does that to me. I take the mask, I walk three steps, throw it in the garbage and keep going. And the guy's like chases me down the store, a cop with a gun and like a fucking, you know, one of those posts or whatever the hell the things he uses to beat people over the head with. And he's like insistent that I have to wear a mask.
Right.
So we ended up leaving the store, but I asked him, I was like, is this really like when you signed up for this job, is this what you thought you would be doing? And he was a young kid, maybe younger than me. And he just like looked like lost.
You have to shame. So you have to shame them, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it reminded me, I wanted to tell him about that that book, Ordinary People, the one that Jordan Peterson recommends.
Oh, right.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, like there's just a slow descent into shooting pregnant women in the back of the head in a field from handing someone a mask at BJ's. Because I was like, you are here and you will end up here. But I looked at him, I was like, this guy looked like a low IQ individual. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to get pistol whipped today. So we just left the store.
Nice.
But
nice. Can we talk about this?
Oh God, what is this?
We talk.
We can talk. Wait, I thought we were going to talk about Russia. You know what? I don't know why Putin did this. He set this up somehow.
It had to have been.
He created the animosity between these two.
Hold on. Why is it so quiet? What happened here? Oh, there we go. No, I got it turned all the way up. I don't get it. Let's see. Oh, maybe
Josh is going to play it again for the people who live under a complete rock.
Yeah, let's watch it.
So he's laughing. Everything's fine. She doesn't look cool about it.
Yeah, Will Smith is laughing his ass off.
I didn't even see the joke. What did he say about it? Something about G.I. Jane? Oh, there
yeah,
it goes.
Yeah, he said, Jada, I love you. Can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2. Can't wait. That's it. That's all I said. It wasn't even a funny joke. It wasn't even a funny joke, really. And it wasn't like, it wasn't mean spirited. He was like, you know, he's talking shit. And look, and this is coming from somebody, by the way, if you guys don't know, I suffer from alopecia, right? So I expect to see all of you guys wearing I Stand With Alopecia Survivor ribbons tomorrow on your Twitter. But it's alopecia. So it's like your hair falls out in patches, dude. It's a totally benign autoimmune disorder. I got mine from taking a fucking anthrax vaccine in the military, by the way, in case you're wondering. Yeah, I know, right? It happens to me frequently. I mean, you know, if you ever see me from the back, you'll see some spots on the back of my head that I'm missing hair occasionally. One time for like 2 years, it got really bad and I had them all over my head and my beard and shit. It was really bad. It happens, dude. But if people made jokes about me all the time, my mom told me you look like a spotted cow from the back. You know what I mean? Let's finish this. Oof.
Was that a real slap or do we care?
I don't know. I mean, dude, what do you think?
He seemed pretty upset when he sat back down.
Well, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. And people forget, like, Will Smith is actually from West Philadelphia. I mean, he's legitimately from the hood, right? Like, he's not.
Well, I remember Will Smith, like, punched one of those paparazzi dudes. Like the guy got too close, he told him to back up, and he kind of like snuffed him.
Well, and
so he's about it.
And a lot of people have said that he's an asshole and hard to work with, too.
Really?
Yeah. Like he's not a nice dude in real life.
That's so upsetting because he's doesn't he seem just like the nicest guy?
No, he's always seemed a little assholeish to me. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know why. He's no Keanu Reeves. I mean, you can watch Keanu Reeves in a movie and be like, you know what? That guy's probably one of the nicest guys in the whole world. And he is. It like literally comes through in his acting, bro. You know what I mean? Like Will Smith has always just seemed a little. He's just always seemed a little kind of assholeish to me. I don't know, dude.
A little pretentious. Yeah.
But I do love how fast he bounces back from this. Hold on.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just gets slapped and continues his routine.
What happened here? Oh, they're cutting out the cursing. No, he's pissed. I mean, look at that, dude. He's mad. That's not a fake mad face, dude. You know what I mean?
Again, Josh, these people are actors. So I think the really big picture that we should all be looking at is who really gives a fuck? If he would have went up there and stabbed him, I would have been like, whatever. I mean, it makes for good tweets, but honestly, I could care less about these people. I think that what they do to our society, they just completely destruct whatever we've built in this society. Sure. They pervert they're with this agenda. So when I look at them, I mean, we want to talk about Russia. You want to talk about actors that are with an agenda. What is it? Zelensky? I don't know. This guy seems to be an actor. I like to dabble in the conspiracy, Josh.
Sure. I do too. I actually have an episode on here called Conspiracy Couch Top. I think you know that.
I drew it. Yeah, I remember. So.
But hey, hold on. Before we get into this anymore. Yeah, Zelensky was an actor and a comedian. In fact, there's like a 5-minute skit of them on the X Factor playing piano with his dick. And now he's the president of I'm not kidding you, dude. That's legitimate. Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh, dude, we're going in. Now that I know how to share my screen, it's just too much fun not to. I'm sorry.
Oh gosh, but I can't even hear it. But let's see it.
You couldn't hear it? You couldn't hear any of that?
No.
You're supposed to be able to hear when I play on my screen, dude. Are you serious? You couldn't hear?
Well, we're boomering it up, man. No, yeah. I can't hear it.
Hold on, let me stop it and start it again. And see what happens. I'm sorry. I thought you could hear it.
That's all right. I mean, I'm just, you know, we'll make it up as we go. But
let's see. Let's see if there's something that I can share here. Is it a window? Or do I have to share the... Maybe if I share the tab, it'll work. Let's see if you can hear this before I go any further.
That was a...
Can you hear it now?
Yep.
You can hear it that way?
Yeah, I can hear it that way.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see if they can hear it. Because, dude, this is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I'll stop sharing this for now. But, so, I mean, I agree with you. Hollywood especially has really degraded society, right? I mean, it's Zelensky, piano... Penis. I never thought I'd be doing this in my life, dude.
So your FBI agent's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
So no shit. He's like, is he really searching?
another day in hell.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, my FBI agent's gotta hate his life, bro. Seriously. He's like, man, his fiance calls him every 20 minutes, and all I hear is kids screaming in the background, and fucking he's constantly looking up shit like Zelensky piano penis. You know what I mean? I agree. Like, and I mean, there was a time in our history that's been admitted to where the CIA used Hollywood to create narratives in the country. Right. Do you think mm-hmm. they're not doing that anymore? Do you think they just had that power and decided, you know what? That's too much power for us. We're not going to do this anymore. No,
well, it's a little different. It's different now because the CIA before the CIA agents were giving the actors like talking points on what to do. Now the CIA agents are actually the actors. Like, Matthew McConaughey is a fucking CIA agent, probably. I mean, just run down the list of these people who is not working for the feds. Like, did you ever see that show Jack Ryan with the dude from The Office?
Oh yeah.
Jim from The Office. I'm like, this motherfucker's in the CIA, man. They believe it wholeheartedly. Jack Bauer, these kind of dudes. I was just watching a show with him again, Kiefer Sutherland. All of them are fucking 24. All of them just gobble CIA cock. Like, In the first, I'm sorry, we're skipping around, but in the first 5 minutes of this Kiefer Sutherland show on Netflix, I don't know what it's called, somebody blows up the White House, and it's like a moment of levity where everyone's sitting there very sad, and I'm kind of just like, I'm almost like in tears. I'm about to clap because it's such an awesome, such an awesome scene. But then it turns out that I'm like broken. So I, whatever. Okay. I don't know. I think these people are all.
You have to see this.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
You have to.
Oh, God.
Am I not sharing the right thing here? I don't think I'm sharing the right thing here. I think I boomered it. Hold on.
I see a Bing page. So play that.
Yeah, it wasn't the right one.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can. You know, my camera's right in front of that part of my screen, so I'm not very good at it. You know what I mean? There we go.
Yeah.
Do you see this one?
It's loading up. Let me see. Yeah, go ahead.
And can you hear this? Hold on. There's no sound yet.
Yep.
You can hear this? I hope everyone else can hear this, too. So this is literally the president. You see him, right?
Right
here. You can't understand a fucking word they're saying, by the way.
No idea.
Yeah, but you're gonna get the gist of it here in a second. It's actually pretty funny. I wish I could hear what they were saying, to be honest. It's actually a really fucking hilarious skit. Hold on. First of all, Outlaw Barber, thanks for being a member for 6 months, brother. He says, Will lets other men smash out his wife. This was so fake. How is the fundraising going, Josh? And then Derek Rethman dropped $5 and said money for the 50 bajillion children. Sounds a bit high. The fundraising is, it's been slow. I'll say that much. In 2018, I raised a lot of money. I also traveled to a lot of states. In 2020, I raised more money than I have this year, and I only went to like 11 states. So I'm probably not going to get to all the states I wanted to go to, but you guys can still fundraise and help me drag my five kids and my very pregnant fiance halfway across the country to Reno. And I can still make some other conventions. If you guys want to donate, I would appreciate it. We're over halfway on my Fundly goal. So anyways, guys, check this out. It's hilarious. You got to see this. Bro, this is the president of the country. It's fucking hilarious, though. I think it's funny. It's fake, but it's funny. This is 5 minutes, by the way. It goes off for 5 minutes.
They're playing this for 5 minutes.
Hold on, yeah, he's going. Hold on, they bring out some other people and it gets like a lot funnier. Oh, the people listening to this on the podcast are going to be like, why? I don't even get to see this.
What is going
just search
on?
Up Zelensky penis piano and you'll get to watch this. It's really funny. They're laughing at the big guy. You saw that? His wiener?
No.
They're actually laughing at it. But this is pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie.
Let me show up.
It's pretty funny. Hold on. Big guy's got a little team. See, dude, listen. This is my kind of humor, man. It's pretty fucking funny.
Just a dick humor.
I love dick and ball jokes, dude. I mean, I'm a 15-year-old inside my brain. You know what I mean? But it is funny.
Oh,
but that's the president of the whole country, dude. And that's the guy that's asking us to start a nuclear war with Russia.
It's absolutely tremendous. And like, his his idea to join. Well, he did they actually join the EU? I know he applied.
I know for that. I don't think it happened. I don't think that happened.
All right, because that's...
I don't remember. I haven't looked it up in a while, but I don't think so. I think that they applied and then they didn't get denied, but there was like a bunch of other things they had to do, and he ended up not doing it. If somebody in the chat knows, let me know if I'm getting it wrong or whatever. I don't remember. What happened to my... Hold on. What happened to my StreamYard here? Why is it so messed up? Do you guys see this? What's going on here? There we go. I boomered the whole thing, bro. Like, the entire thing.
Oh, God.
Are you sick to death of pussyfooting around the truth while being constantly fed lies by news and big tech tyrants? If so, then come join me, Dan Smotz, on The System Is Down, where we get weird, have fun, and dig into all the dangerous taboo topics like conspiracies, politics, religion, culture, current events, and everything your family just prays you don't bring up around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And I know that reality is scary to some people, so if you're easily offended, just ignore this and go back to making cat memes or whatever. But if you're ready to change the world for the better, come join me on The System Is Down at tsidpod.com or wherever you get podcasts. That's tsidpod.com, because the system is down and truth is taking over.
Yeah, you know how I roll, dude. Come on. You've been doing this with me for 150. Today's 152 episodes, dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, in 1 year.
Oh,
crazy. It's been just this month was a year. We hit a year and I did 150 episodes when the year was up. I did 150 episodes.
We didn't celebrate our anniversary.
That's over that's over a third of the year, dude, that we did that I did shows.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Congratulations. That's a feat. That's longer than most relationships last.
halfway through season one, basically, we were asking our wives if we could just get married so we could smoke weed and play video games every day.
That didn't go over well.
No, it didn't work out, dude. It didn't work at all. I do need a producer. You're right. And at some point I'll get there, but we just don't have the money for that yet, guys. I'm not making big money like the Dave Smiths and the Tim Pools of the world yet. Someday I'll be able to have a producer who just does all this and I can just focus on talking. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, right now I produce the whole show myself. That's how it works. It's true.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's how it goes, man. But hey, let's talk about the New World Order, because this guy, it really does worry me, the role that they play. It almost seems... Do you think that both of these countries are kind of like pro wrestling it up, even though obviously like the war that's going on is real? I know that Vladimir Putin was on like the World Economic Forum,
right, page, which is actually look, and we could stop saying the New World Order, man. It's just the World Economic Forum. I mean, they've come out and I mean, they're like, we're in everything. That's what they said. I mean, legitimately.
But Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biden the other day actually said the New World Order.
Right.
He said that we have to be at the forefront of the new liberal world order, which is
Christ, dude.
Yeah. It's, I know. And then he's like, I gotta go. Actually, they're telling me I can't stick any more.
He's like, I gotta go get some ice cream. You know, they're telling there. I see ice cream over there. I'm out of. Did you see the video of him eating pizza with the soldiers?
Yeah. What was up with that?
Oh my
like,
God.
It looked, dude, like he farted or something.
Everybody was like, what the hell is going on with this guy? And he was like, I don't even know what he's mumbling about, but he was definitely mumbling. Like,
no one was next to him. And it's, you could see the disdain that they have for this guy. Like, cause, and that's another thing. Did you see, he openly admitted to the Air Force. He was like, you know, when you guys go to Ukraine, you're going to see a lot of shit. You're going to see like dead people and mothers without their kids and all this stuff. And they're like, when we go to Ukraine, what do you mean? So it's like the plan's already up in the air.
Oh yeah. We're going, dude. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. There's zero doubt in my mind. What's I just love that I can pull all this shit up now, dude. Like I didn't even,
why did we show him this?
Why haven't I been doing this for like 7 years already, dude? You know what I mean? It's great. It's amazing. Let's see here. No, we don't want ABC. Which newscast do we want to watch? Which one? Fox will probably have the funniest one.
Oh God. What is it, like a supercut?
It's just a video of him eating.
Starting to eat. I'm going to sit down and have some meals.
Is that all right?
Yeah. We got the pizza.
There you go.
This guy has no idea where he's at.
He's lost. Oh, here we go.
It's so crazy.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
Like he forgets.
He's lost, dude. Oh, I'm Gene Finnegan, sorry. Look at this. Look at everybody staring at him. Look at, watch. Watch the guy behind him. They're like, what the hell?
Look at him. Like, he doesn't remember how to chew pizza. It's like, how do normal functioning people do this? I don't know. Move it's, your mouth, grit your
look
teeth.
At him. Look at him. This is what the people look at. I worked in nursing homes for a long time, dude. This is what they look like when they eat, legitimately.
It's, yeah. This is sad. It's, I think the saddest part is, well, now that I'm here in Florida, I see a lot of like these Trump signs. And you know what? I'm kind of like, it's definitely the lesser of two evils. I'm like, this is so much better. But it's crazy how most of these people have called Trump a dementia patient, an insane person. Start everything that they've called him, this guy is doing. And it's just crazy to see them deny it outright still. They deny like gas prices. They deny inflation.
No. They think the gas prices are a good thing, dude. Cause let's be honest, these people are upper middle to lower rich class who can afford the gas increase. And they think that it'll make all of us poors stop using gas vehicles. But it's not how it's gonna work. You know what I mean? We're just going to start hijacking fuel trucks, dude, at some point. you can't put the poor in desperate situations because they start doing desperate things, dude. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
Yeah. I wonder how bad it has to get before people just start, you know, mining their own oil.
Yeah.
Just reopen that plant on the, shit, what was that called? The pipeline and just start doing it themselves.
Yeah, just start going themselves. Shannon Lee's laughing at you saying he doesn't know how to chew pizza. And I want this to be clear. Top is from New York, so that's like a legit insult.
Yeah, no, that's the lowest you can get. Insult your mother and then like you don't even chew pizza good, bro.
Dude, New York pizza is the best pizza, by the way. That is a legit true thing. There isn't a better pizza than New York. Chicagoans, shut up. You're wrong. It's not good.
Yeah.
I don't even like Chicago.
They got pizza. We got Hungry Howie's in Florida. So
yeah.
We're doing okay.
Yeah, there's decent pizza. Pizza's like, you know, what's that joke? Bad sex is like pizza. It might not be as good as other sex, but it's still pizza. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and it's the same way for pizza. Yeah. Like, all pizza's really good for the most part, unless it's like some shitty microwavable pizza. But New York pizza just takes the cake. It's good pizza, dude. It is. And I've never had it in New York, though. That's the problem.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not worth the tyranny.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's the same for California. Where it's not worth nothing in California is worth living there anymore. It's over. You know what I mean?
No.
The same thing.
I'm feeling depressed going back because I know, oh God, I just know.
Well, it's going to be cold. It's been cold up north for the last couple of days, unfortunately. So you're going to have to deal with that. Leave your shorts at home.
I'm leaving the Top Lobster Ranch. Actually, a pretty cool a turn of events. I guess I could announce it, but we don't have a date set, but we're going to do this. So on my property, I'm going to have a comedy show that's going to be featuring Robbie the Fire. It's his summer porch tour. So we're going to do something right here on my porch, right on the acreage there, set stuff up, sell tickets. And we haven't nailed down a date yet, but we're going to get a bunch of people in. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, so, well, let me know, dude. I'll be there.
You'll be there? Yo, come. You got to come.
You know I'll come.
It's going to be... Yeah, I want to have like a... If you're there, we could do a live podcast with you too. But I want to do a live podcast. He wants to do a Run Your Mouth. And maybe we'll get some of the Tower Power guys there too and do a podcast. So,
yeah, that'd be fun. I know I got invited to do something kind of like that in Pennsylvania too this year. And they're calling it the Whiskey Rebellion camp out or something like that. It's a big camp out.
Oh, so. Yeah. And Anthony's thing, right?
Yeah. And Robbie will be there as well. And some other people. And so he asked me to come and do a live podcast and maybe speak and stuff like that. So I'm going to do that. And then, I'd love to come to Florida. You know, dude, anybody who lives in Florida and knows me knows that I will always take the opportunity to come to Florida. I love Florida. It's my favorite.
Join us,
dude.
Josh.
I want to so bad. Look, the truth of the matter is if if Julia didn't have some entanglements here, not those kind of entanglements, calm down, Will Smith. If Julia didn't have some roots planted here for certain reasons, we'd already live in Florida or New Hampshire. I mean, that's only two acceptable states for me when we leave here. So, I love them both. I love them both, man. How big is your property?
I will say, 10 acres.
Oh, dude, that's a lot of acres, bro.
It is, but about half of it is kind of cleared out. The back half is wild. So I don't know if I'm going to clear that out. I might want to leave it because it is good hunting. Like I've walked back there and I see some tracks. There's bobcat tracks. I think I saw a deer tracks. I don't know. I'm going to leave that. Maybe set up a blind or something like that. Set up a tree stand.
Yeah, that'd be cool. See. Start hunting, dude. Fuck it. Yeah. You ain't never
hunted. I hunt in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, really? Upstate or what?
Yeah. My friend has property in Ellenville, so we go up there. So I've been doing that for a few years, like bow hunting mostly.
Nice, dude. I live in hunting capital of the world, and I still have not ever hunted. So
you got to get into it. It's beautiful.
I know.
You
I keep trying.
You freeze your ass off.
It's like every time I find a friend here that's like, "Oh yeah, I hunt." I'm like, "Oh sick, dude! You got to take me hunting." They're like, "Yeah." And then they never do it. And I'm like, "Oh man, I just want to go hunt. I want to go. Like, I don't care if it's bow hunting. They essentially have like year round hunting here. It's like three different seasons." But it's literally like year round. There's like a bow hunting season, then there's like a muzzle loading season, and then there's a rifle season, and it like goes year round because it's like literally overrun with deer here, like completely overrun.
Oh wow,
yeah, and
yeah,
it's actually like a nuisance because people hit them on the freeway in their cars all the time. I mean, when we drove down to Arkansas to pick up the kids, I had never in my life seen so many fucking dead deer. It was like every 5 miles there was a dead deer. And we have them all, like in the city here, dude.
They just walk through.
Like in Des Moines, in the city, on the freeway, there's dead deer. And I'm going, that would never happen in San Francisco, dude. You know what I mean? Like there's no deer in San Francisco, man. Cause the homeless people would have already cooked them and ate them. You know what I mean? Like no doubt. And so, it's crazy to me that there's so many fucking deer in Iowa, dude. Like, but they have like this zombie deer disease thing here.
Right? Oh yeah. What do they call that? Is that the one where they get like the boils all over them?
Yeah. They look all fucking shitty and skinny and they call them zombie deer or whatever. And you can't eat those.
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to eat them. So if you kill one and then you find it, you're like, that sucks, dude. But there's so many, so many deer here. You'll have to come here sometime and hang out with the family and hunt, and we'll go hunting.
Oh dude. Do you have elk out there? I don't think so.
Oh
right?
Yeah, dude. And whitetail and
there's elk.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. For sure.
I'm coming. I gotta come.
I was the fucking place, dude. And they got really good processors all over the place and butchers and fucking, you can get that shit like processed any way you want and then sent back to your house. And you know what I mean? We should do it. That'd be fun. Me and you, well, you see now I just got to have you travel here and then I can hunt. Cause somebody will got to hunt with me.
there's a process like to go to, in most states, you have to get a license. You have to take the course or whatever it is.
Right.
And then I have to figure out how to travel. But the thing with most people, when they find out, oh, you're interested in hunting, and you're like, take me with you when you go, they're kind of like, nah, you're gonna slow them down, you're gonna jam them up, you're gonna scare away the game.
Well, that's the last dude that I met here is the treasurer for the state Iowa party. He's a fucking really cool dude. Long hair, kind of rocker looking, but he goes out hunting. But he does like the chase hunt, where he like goes out and like tracks the animals and shit. I can't remember what he called it.
Stay in prayer or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So he don't just watch them and track. He like tries to find them and like goes out looking for them. So I think that'd be kind of brutal on me to try and go out and hunt like that, never hunting before. You know what I mean?
That's a harder. Well, in New York, in the spot that we're at, it's kind of like we were on 10 acres over there. And if we have 10 acres here, you kind of just stay prone. You're not walking around and you're going to they smell you a mile away.
Right.
But in larger places, like if you're in like 100 acres in Iowa or just big open land, you can, what do they call it? Man,
stalk and pray or something like that.
So yeah, something like that. Yeah. You're sneaking up on, you're actually hunting the animals rather than waiting for them to pass by you.
Right. Yeah. He doesn't just set in a blind. He like goes out and looks for tracks and tracks them and tries to get close to them and shoot them. Like, he doesn't just set in a blind all day.
That's legit hunting.
I just want to go set in a fucking blind. I just want to go set in a blind and drink fucking Coors Lights. You know what I mean? And then just like shoot a deer and then like get meat in my freezer and be like good with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's listen, man, there's nothing wrong with that. But man, the ultimate kill is with a bow, you stalk the prey, you get downwind of it, and you just make a clean shot. That's like, I've never done that before, but
I want to go bow. I want to go bow hunting really bad. My mom, we were really fucking poor, but my mom would like scrounge together as much money as she could to let us do some cool things here and there. And she sent me to a camp a couple years in a row, like a summer camp, and they had archery. And so like, I learned how to fucking shoot like a legit, like a real bow. You know what I mean? So I know how to shoot a bow and arrow. But I don't own one, and I've never gone hunting with one. So it's something that I'd have a good time doing it, man. I'd cry like a bitch when I have to gut the deer. You know what I mean? I don't know. One of the two. I'll be like that kid that's like, you know, that's going to be me.
I think the moment before you're shooting the animal is like as you're doing it, that's the biggest deal.
Really?
That's when especially with a rifle, it's not very personal. You're like maybe 100 yards away, 50 yards away. With a bow, you got to be at least 40. And your intention to do it is every step of the way. You knock the arrow or you have it knocked, you draw back. And I mean, you have to aim, and you're aiming, you're putting this thing right on its lungs or its heart, probably its lungs. And then it's a lot. It's emotional, but yeah, you could do it. It's just a thing.
I've never killed an animal in my life, dude. It'd be an experience for me, but I mean, I eat the shit out of animals all the time, and you know, so it's probably a good idea for me. I mean, I literally, most of my diet consists of just straight meat. That's how I eat. You know what I mean? So, and that's how Julie eats too. So, but brother, we're getting close to the end of this thing, dude. I didn't have a lot of time to do the after show tonight. But we did talk about Zelensky. We didn't talk much about Russia, but I just say it's all
a psyop.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand with either of them, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna do it. Fuck all that.
I don't understand the inclination of people to put a Ukrainian flag in their Twitter name or their bio. I also don't understand the MAGA people that are defending Putin as if he's like a bastion of freedom. Both of these people are probably, well, I mean, Zelensky is owned by, you know, U.S. corporate interests, global interests. Putin has his own interests, and he's a brutal dictator. It's not our fucking business. None of it. It was never our business. We shouldn't have been there in 2014. We shouldn't have destabilized that country. And we shouldn't be there now. Right. So that's my stance on literally everything. I could write a book.
Exactly. That'd be the whole book.
And
that's
Scott Horton. Yeah. Move over Scott Horton. The whole thing, any kind of global conflict that we have, we shouldn't be doing it. Yeah. That's it. Very simple. It's not our fucking business. Yeah. We got people here trying to cut kids' dicks off, and we're worried about Ukraine. I don't even know where Ukraine's at. We have shit to do here, people. Get this place together. We got food shortages. We got inflation. We got Joe Biden. He can't even fucking eat pizza. I mean, we got issues here. All right.
Yeah, let's take care of our fucking issues, dude. Thus spoke Soroster, said it's easy, just channel your inner sociopath. Dog, I just spent the last week at work depressed watching American Idol auditions and crying. Okay, I am not a sociopath. I'm like the opposite of a sociopath. I'm very, very emotional and tuned in with I feel other people's pain, man, and triumphs and all that shit. I am the opposite of a sociopath. So, by the way, your name's pretty cool, man. I actually have a bid in right now on the first edition German written version of the spokes Seth Rusta. I always mess up the name the way they say it in German, but that Nietzsche book, so pretty cool name, man. I appreciate it. I've referenced that book several times in speeches and stuff, so good stuff.
Nice. Yeah. One more question before we go. What did the guy get fired for at your job? What happened there? I just gotta know.
Oh, lots of things, dude. Being late a bunch, and it was leading up to some stuff, and then he was having problems with the bosses and stuff, and so they just finally let him go. And why do you ask?
No, I thought it was going to be something juicy.
No,
something,
it wasn't that juicy. It is crazy to, like, getting fired from my job. It takes a lot, dude, because our job, literally, it's like one of the coolest fucking jobs ever. You know what I mean? Like, I get to watch Netflix. You might wonder why I spend so much time on Twitter. It's because I get to do it from work. So it's one of those jobs where you don't lose the job. It's one of those jobs you just keep because it's good. It pays good. I mean, it's cushy. It's cushy. I get a lot of time, downtime at work, and I get a lot of time to watch Netflix stuff I can't watch at home with seven kids. You know what I mean? I get to do it.
Yeah, that was like my job in New York. You know, I mean, it's intensive when you're loading the truck and driving, but then you get the downtime, and that it's all what you do with the downtime. You know, you're like advertising on Twitter or growing your social media. Or maybe just watching Netflix, but I decided to do artwork for Josh.
Right. I appreciate that, man. Someday you'll get paid. I promise you. I promise you that's coming. Someday you'll get paid.
Hey, man, it paid off. It paid off. You know, I was able to segue and do what I'm doing now. So,
I'll tell you guys, we were making pretty decent money there for about a month or so. And then I dropped off and stopped doing as many shows. And it was a big fucking hit for this family, bro. I'm not going to lie to you at all, dude. We took a big one. And then at the same time as that happened, the government stopped sending me $750 a month of my money back to me. So we took that hit as well. That was like almost $800 hit that we took on top of dropping big time in money in the show. So it's been kind of hard. We're doing pretty good. I started doing this buy and reselling shit, and that's kind of starting to do well. And so we're making other streams of income, and hopefully we can start doing the show more. You guys will join the Patreon and support the show. So you can come and check out all the after hours. And I think there's like 120 something, 130 something after hours shows that if you haven't paid, you haven't seen. So there's a lot there. But anyways, bro, what do you got coming up next, dude? What's going on besides living it up in the Redneck Riviera?
Nothing big. I mean, just working on designs, working on Odyssey, going to be working on this house because I have a lot. I got to redo the kitchen, got to redo a lot of stuff. So nothing major, but I don't know. Look out for more artwork because it's my job now.
Yeah, dude. I like it a lot, brother. I hope that you become a very famous artist, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that that's what's in store for you. And I think you're getting there, and I appreciate all that you've done for the show. I love you. I love you like a brother. I was talking to Julia the other night, and she's like, "Who's your best friend?" And I was like, "Top Lobster. I don't have any other friends, dude. That's my best. That's my best friend in the whole world." No, I was serious. I did. I told her, I said, that's my best friend. Cause she got all mad at me. Cause she's like, "Yeah, Top moved to Florida." I was like, "Top finally moved to Florida, so I'm going to go visit him. But I'm going to leave you guys here and go by myself." And she got all mad at me.
They got enough kids over there,
right? Yeah, they got enough kids. And she got all mad at me. She's like, "I can't believe you want to go to Florida without me." And I know how you roll. You like Florida, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, "Yeah, I fucking love Florida. But every once in a while, I need a break, man. You know what I mean? My back hurts." Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
But anyways, man, I love you to death. Thank you for everything that you do for us, brother. Where can all these people support you, find you, listen to you, watch you, see you?
Yeah, you can follow me, toplobster_ on Twitter, toplobster with an A everywhere else, and toplobster.com. So just go ahead, check me out there, and download the Odyssey app. They have an app now. So you go ahead there and watch your videos there, watch this shit there, you know. Support the good people that love you.
Yeah,
don't support the Antichrist.
Now that they have an app, I'll be using it more often, especially if I can minimize the video while I still do other shit on my phone. Because that's the thing. That's why that's one of the only things that keeps me using YouTube, dude. Is like I can minimize YouTube and still have it playing in the corner of my phone while I'm at work, Twittering and doing other shit. You know what I mean? Like that's important to me. That's an important feature. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal. But that's an important feature for me. And so if Odyssey's doing that now, then I'd love to use it. And eventually, you know, I'm still surprised that we've done 152 episodes and I haven't been kicked off of YouTube yet. But eventually they're going to come for me and I'm going to be on Odyssey. I mean, that's how it's going to be, you know?
We're all going to be on Odyssey. It's amazing. Every day in the chat there, you see like another user kicked off of Patreon, another user kicked off YouTube. And you know what? They're there with open arms and that's going to be the future.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And if you're one of my patrons, you can always take your money over to Subscribestar. I have the Patreon, but I also have the Subscribestar as a backup because they're a little less yeedy. than Patreon. So you guys can always go there too. It's subscribestar.com/breakthecyclejs. Yeah. Same thing as the Patreon, and start migrating that way, man. You know what I mean? But
a couple of weeks or a couple of months or so, Odyssey will have finalized their subscription. They have like a subscription plan where you subscribe directly to the user. They don't take a cut besides like transaction fees, if there are transaction fees. So they're going to basically cut out, you know, Patreon and those types and do it all right there.
Oh shit. Well, that's kind of cool too, especially if they have, cause I think they have like kind of like super chats now too, I think, or something like that.
Yes, they have stickers on there too. Yeah. Some of which I've made. So
nice.
Check those out. Go use those.
Well, shit. Maybe we'll start doing, some Odyssey exclusives and see how it goes. But you guys all go sign up for Odyssey, man. And so you can come over and hang out at Odyssey if you're not already over there.
Yeah. Get Jason Rink on and like Ryan Dawson or someone like that and go straight to Odyssey.
Yeah, awesome. Dude. I've had Ryan on the show, what, three times now or something like that? It's been a while.
Very surprising you're still on, but I guess he's kept it tame.
And you know what's funny is his videos on my show are still monetized. Still.
There's no rhyme or reason for this.
Bro, they demonetized Portillo the other night from Pennsylvania. And the Ryan Dawson episodes are still monetized. Makes no fucking sense whatsoever, dude. But brother, I love you to death. I will catch you later.
Peace out, guys. Have a good night.
All right, guys, another awesome episode of Break the Cycle. Top, so cool. Please go support that man with your dollars. Seriously, buy some shit. He's got great stuff. Go buy it. Enjoy it. Be a Top Lobster enjoyer as I am. I think I own like 4 shirts that aren't Top Lobster. I don't own any hoodies, really, that aren't Top Lobster, except for work hoodies. And this pillow, this great look. Look at this. Do you guys see this? He made a pillow with the Break the Cycle logo on it that you can put on your couch when you watch all these awesome episodes of Couch Streams. Guys, I love you to death. Thanks so much for checking us out. I will have a show for you on Thursday or Friday. I'm just trying to finalize some things, but it'll be a pretty cool show, hopefully. Go check out toplobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get all kinds of great hand-drawn stuff. And of course, join my Patreon and Subscribestar and YouTube channel so that you can get into that private Discord server and hang out with Top and get all his new gear up 2 weeks before it goes to the general public at like a 30% discount. Really good stuff. And of course, executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at, much cheaper and much more efficiently. Guys, seriously, I love you. Thank you for sticking with Break the Cycle for over a year now. Some of you guys have been members of the YouTube since the day I monetized. You guys really mean a lot to me and my family, and truly, I can't express my gratitude enough. For you guys who aren't members, go check out my fund, my fundraiser. I'm trying to raise money to get my 5 kids and my very pregnant fiance in August. Or May, over to Reno. We're going to drive across the country. So if you guys are coming to Reno for the national convention, you'll get to meet my beautiful family and my beautiful fiance and my little chubby boy who will be like pushing 2 years old by then. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I will see you guys Thursday or Friday for the show. But until then, don't forget to break cycle.
Due to legal reasons, I just have to explain. The lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and refrain. But I just spent it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just spent it in Minecraft. A trooper is my friend and he's constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control. Because I just banned it in Minecraft. Obviously I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you're convicted, we will make you a corpse. In Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing I mean, you know it. The product is getting close to COVID. Holy shit, I think